it's very exciting. We have a history of hosting what was called a play-in game for a number of years, and the attendance was rather striking. That we could bring out 8,000 fans to see two teams from lower-level conferences around the country, from different parts of the country. But that's just the way it is in Dayton. They support basketball, and people like to go to our arena because it's a well-run operation.
Why did the NCAA select Dayton?
We have a history. We have hosted more NCAA games in our arena than any other venue in the country. Way, way back, Madison Square Garden and Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, they had the most events, and then gradually we caught up by hosting first rounds and some regionals. But our arena has gotten too small to host any regionals. We will have a first round in addition to the first four next year.
And you have hosted 87 games over the past 41 years. When visitors come to this region, they often think of Kentucky basketball or Indiana basketball. Is this a chance to make a real statement about Ohio basketball and what Dayton has to offer?
Yeah, it certainly is. And those two states have had great basketball, but our high school basketball here is tremendous as well. And the college basketball scene with the Mid-America schools, and this thing would be so great if it had come to Dayton on a permanent basis. It's 120 miles away from where Selection Sunday is held in Indianapolis, and it'd just be a natural to come over here, and we've got everything to make it a top-notch event.
Do you see this as an opportunity to actually kind of sell that idea of making it a permanent start for the March Madness?
That's the goal of the organizing committee here. They want, we have it for this year and next year. The NCAA likes to make it a community event, and they're going to do their best to make it that. And in our own little way, we're kind of hoping this is going to be like our Derby Week.
There are events going on all week. They call it the Big Hoopla. There's a 5K run, for example. And this event really gives you a chance to showcase the Dayton area and its relationship with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. What would you like the country to know about Dayton and Dayton's rich basketball history?
We've got a rich basketball history through the University of Dayton. Way back when, we were a team that went to the NIT more than the NCAA, because that's the way it was at the time when the two tournaments were kind of on equal footing. But then as times changed and it was time for us to make a split and go with the NCAA, we've been in it a number of times. We went to a Final Four, a championship game, and 1967 down in Louisville, Kentucky. We went to an Elite Eight in 1984, and we've got a rich history here, as well as southwestern Ohio. I mean, there's some tremendous basketball played around here in Ohio State and Cincinnati and Xavier and Miami and Dayton. It's a rich basketball culture.
You can find out how to get more information about the first four games of March Madness hosted in Dayton on our website at wnku.org under local news. Coach Don Donaher, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck with the tournament.
Thank you, Matt.